You guys, I am so excited. My new course on behavior, the Practical Behavior Approach, is officially done and ready to go. Enrollment is only open until April 30th. And if you are someone who is supporting a child with frequent challenging behaviors, listen in because this course is for you. This course was designed for any teacher, special ed or gen ed, clinician or parent working with a child with frequent negative behaviors. This course is going to prepare you with a comprehensive toolbox. You're going to have all the tools you need to prevent problem behaviors, respond when problem behaviors happen, and to build those missing skills. We go in depth into why behavior happens, looking at contributing factors like diagnosis, trauma, anxiety, and sensory needs. This is truly a cohesive course where strategies are rooted in the science of applied behavior analysis, but also rooted in trauma-informed practices. So you're going to have both perspectives to develop this really robust framework of strategies that is truly going to be effective. So if you are feeling burnt out, overwhelmed, or out of answers on how to support your kids, click on the link in the show notes and learn a little bit more about this course and how the training and all of the downloads and tools are going to really help support you on this journey to helping your child be successful. I can't fully express how excited I am to get this course in your hands. Click on the link in show notes. Let me know if you have any questions. And when you get started, let me know how it goes. Hi, I'm Sasha Long, special ed teacher and board certified behavior analyst. Welcome to the Autism Helper Podcast. I'm here to explore different strategies to improve the lives of individuals with autism. We are back with our summer series on hot takes. I am sharing some unexpected or unpopular opinions, and the purpose here is really to get you thinking. These episodes are short and sweet this summer because it's summer, but I want to kind of get some discussions going, and if you want to chat with me about any of these hot takes episodes, head over to Instagram or TikTok because we are engaging in some fun discussions on some of these unpopular opinions. Okay, so this one today I'm very excited about. We're coming back to data and we're talking mastery criteria. Now, when I talk about this in live workshops, people are like, oh my gosh, I can't do that. And everyone has their objection very ready for me, which don't worry, we're gonna talk about the objection. So mastery criterias, my hot take here is that there are some goals where you need a 100% mastery criteria, 100% mastery. There are some skills, and actually I'm going to even say it, there are many skills and many goals that you need 100% mastery of before you move to the next step. A lot of the academic, social skills, communication skills that we're teaching are prerequisites for that next skill. They're building blocks. We need this strong foundation before we move to more and more complex skills. And what tends to happen is we tend to throw an 80% mastery criteria on every goal, right? I mean, I'm guilty of it too. I've been there. You just throw 80% at the end of every goal because that's what you do. You're writing your 45th IEP of the year. You're exhausted. You're not totally thinking through every goal. You're like, fine, 80%, right? We love an 80% mastery criteria. It makes us feel like warm and fuzzy. We're just, okay, we have a little buffer in case things don't go well. 80% is fine. 80% is close enough to 100. Now, let's think about that for a minute. 80% means one out of every five is wrong, okay? If I gave you directions to go somewhere, I wrote out all the steps, and you skipped or did every fifth direction step wrong, would you get to the final destination? No. If you went to the store and you were paying for your candy or your snack with some bills and some coins, and when you were counting out that money, you added every fifth coin incorrectly, would you get to the right amount? No. If you were writing an email to a prospective employer wanting to be hired and you spelled every fifth word wrong, would you get an email back for a job interview? No. Every fifth one wrong is a lot, guys. I mean, if you read a story and you don't understand every fifth word, are you going to understand that story? Probably not. I mean, you get my point here. 80% is not enough when we need those building blocks. We need those prerequisite skills, right? You need to have all numbers fully mastered before you can move on to addition. You need all single digit addition facts fully mastered before you can move on to regrouping and double digit, right? These are all steps that we need. We need that 100% mastery.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now, the big objection, I'm ready for it. I know you're thinking of it. You're like, human error, Sasha. Everyone has human error. We can't have 100%. You're absolutely right. All humans make mistakes. I misspeak literally all the time. If you listen to this podcast, you probably know. Yes, as humans, we make mistakes, right? Now, I'm not asking for 100% mastery for their entire life. I'm asking for 100% mastery for a consistent time period. Like, hey, let's see 100% mastery on three consecutive opportunities. So on three opportunities to demonstrate this skill, like identifying numbers or adding single-digit addition problems, that student will correctly get the answer 100% on three opportunities. That's what I want to see. I don't want to see 80% on three times. I want to see 100%. We're going to do 10 problems today and I want to see 100%. We're going to do 10 problems tomorrow. I want to see 100%. We're going to do 10 problems 3 days from now. I want to see 100%. When I see that, I know you've got it. I know I can move on. Now, the problem with 80% is that it's not fully mastered, right? And then we're still going to build on it. And then our kids are struggling, right? They're struggling with the harder text. They're struggling with the harder social skills. They're struggling with the harder math skills because they don't have that foundation to fall back on. They're still thinking about those prerequisite skills. They're still using brain power for that. When instead we need that fully mastered to really build on to that next one. So next time you're writing an IEP and you're thinking about 80% because it feels warm and fuzzy, I want to challenge you. Think about 100% mastery. For a lot of goals, these are essential prerequisite skills, and we have to have that strong foundation before we build onto it. So think about how that makes sense for your goals. Really think critically about your goals when you're writing the mastery criteria. Now, 100% is not right for every goal, of course not. But for the goals that it is, do not be afraid to set the expectation and go for it for that 100% mastery. Thanks for listening to the Autism Helper podcast. If you liked what you heard and want to hear more, hit subscribe. It would mean a lot to me if you left some feedback. Whether I'm working one-on-one with a student, doing a podcast like this one, or presenting for a PD, my goal is always to provide as much value as I can. So your feedback really helps me make sure I'm doing just that. If you have other topics you'd like me to cover, leave in the feedback or message me on social media. You can follow me at The Autism Helper on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Pinterest, or visit my website, theautismhelper.com. Thanks again for listening.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.